tree, and our fire burns eternally. We'll travel far, far as the eyes can see. We are the wild and free.
Well, hello and welcome to not just another edition of Travel Writers Radio. This is the 10th anniversary of our little radio show, which began on March 11, 2014, on a Wednesday drive time in Melbourne. Initially broadcasting on the internet only, with co-host Peter Watson, we put our stories about food, wine, lifestyle and travel out into the ether, hoping someone would be listening. And indeed, they were, and not just here in Melbourne. Sadly, my partner in this broadcast passed away in September 2016, but he was a wonderful guy on air. We got on tremendously well, and the fact that the show continues 7 years after his passing is a legacy of his talent and his commitment. And today my co-host is another person with an extraordinary talent and years of experience travelling around the world as a travel writer, magazine editor and broadcaster. Helen Hayes in Sydney, welcome to the celebration. Helen?
Well, I am so delighted to be here on this 10th anniversary occasion. And right. I'm sure Peter would be extremely proud of what you've managed to achieve carrying this on, Graham. You have really created something great with this show, and you've got a wonderful team. And even those who might not be here, still here today, you've just done amazing things, and you've got people all over the globe. So congratulations to you too, because you've done an extraordinary job.
Well, thank you, Helen. I tend to focus on the others, not so much on me, although I have to front this thing. I'd love to find someone who could do the technical stuff so I didn't have to worry about those little things that get in the way. But
you need a young person.
Yeah, I do. I need all of the above.
I've done some maths, and I reckon that this is episode 386.
Yeah, that'll be right.
It could have been over 400, but of course that little thing called COVID got in the way. Anyway, not to diminish what has been achieved over the past 10 years. I know the show averaged 6 to 8 stories a week for most of its time. 2,750 of those stories can be found and played on our SoundCloud site. So don't say you've got nothing to listen to. There's a lot to listen to. So Travel Writers Radio has broadcast about 700 hours of stories, and we have had more than 50 journalists work with us over the years, travelling thousands of kilometres around the globe to interview thousands of fascinating guests.
Well, Helen, you have crunched some numbers, but we've just begun in a small way and built a team, some of whom have retired or moved to other areas, but we thank them all the team members, the guests and our audience, who at last counted had played our stories more than 185,000 times. That's just mind-boggling to me, but anyway.
I was having a look at SoundCloud too, Graham. Mm. It's interesting to see where people listen. So I see, quite surprisingly, that the USA is number one at the moment on SoundCloud.
Yeah, sometimes it gets ahead of Melbourne.
Well, Australia's second.
Yeah.
And then we've got the UK, and then, surprisingly, the Russian Federation.
Yeah, I know. I'd be happy to scrub that one. Yeah, but there you go. Ukraine's in there too somewhere.
Well, it would be, yes. Yeah. So it's still fascinating to look at that and see where they all are listening to. And hello, wherever you are.
Yeah, well, that's right. And we had them in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan and all the stands.
All the stands.
Say good day to all the stands. No, it's great. And, of course, you never know what's going to happen. I know when we started broadcasting on the internet, there were a few guys listening in Israel because they followed the Australian football. And I don't know what they were trying to hear at 5 o'clock here on a Wednesday. Maybe there was a team announcement or something. So, look, we did build a global audience, but not necessarily out of a goal. It was just we started to archive our show, which was a one-hour show initially. Then the station asked us to do 2 hours. And no one wanted to listen to a chunk of radio for an hour and even less so for 2 hours. So we started to slice and dice it. And basically that then gave us 6 or 7 items a week. And we put that up and people were happy to listen to 10, 15, maybe even 20 minutes of a story, depending very much on where the stories came from and and what sort of elements they included. But it does seem our food, wine, lifestyle, travel mix has been pretty well received. And so I guess I should be pretty happy about that, Helen.
Well, they've been very loyal too.
They have indeed, yeah. Well, you can see that. You've only got to look at the cities. They just keep bobbing up in the same cities every week. We don't know their IP address, but we don't need to. It's great to have people there, and we get contacted by them occasionally, so that's also good to see. Now, our FM audience here in the southern suburbs of Melbourne have also been very loyal to us, and we want to thank them. And our authentic, independent approach to storytelling, I think, has proven to be a good strategy and designed not only to inform, but to inspire. So, Helen, enough of our slapping ourselves on the back. What have we got on the show tonight?
Well, some more inspirational stuff, hopefully. So we do want to recognise the radio station that has facilitated these broadcasts for the past 10 years. And Graham Kemlow speaks with station manager and one of the founders, Robert Bonchek. Graham, you've been in Ballarat, one of Victoria's most significant gold mining towns, on a trip organised by Business Events Victoria, and you speak to Adeline Key, Executive Officer of BEV, about the new developments in the city for those who want to hold a conference, maybe have a board meeting, or merely get together with friends and colleagues. So you'll have a look at the latest developments in Ballarat. And we have a great interview from Kristen Henning about her recent trip to Antarctica, which was a milestone event, marking her seventh continent visited. Chris is not one prone to exaggeration, but she declares this immersive polar expedition with polar latitudes the best Antarctic cruise ever.
Yes, I enjoyed listening to her interview, and she's got a fabulous report on her website, and we'll give you those details when we put that story to air. I was very happy to speak to our British-born reporter based in Lyon, France, Anna Richards, on the very day she officially became an author. Now, I know, Helen, you've got books up your sleeve, so to speak. You've had the joy of giving birth to a book, something I haven't done yet, but Anna was very enthused about it all. She's written a guide to paddling France. And it's something that she's been working on over the past 2 years. She's travelled all over the country to find the nearest and best rivers, lakes and beaches that you could take your stand-up paddleboard, your kayak or your canoe. Carolyn Jasinski has been prospecting for gold in Queensland, and she met an expert in the field who not only conducts tours of his prospecting operation at a little place called Clermont, but he can teach you how to become a gold digger, and a genuine gold digger too. Now, he and his team uncovered three nuggets with metal detectors right before Carolyn's eyes. Now, I think she's hooked. I think she wants to.
Did she come home? Maybe she stayed there.
No, I did speak to her today. Has come home, but she might go back.
Well, look, that's all coming up on this episode of Travel Writers Radio, broadcast first on J-Air 88 FM in Melbourne. And stories are also available as podcasts on SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and your favourite streaming platform.